Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Siyata Dishmaya. This is actually the seventh shiur in this series. We are in the Rambam, in the Halachos of Melachim, Perek Hey Halacha Ches. The yisod that we saw is that there are two tanaim in order for one to be Chayiv Malkus. One is that there should be a pe'ula, meaning that it has to be active. One has to be active and not passive. And B, there has to be a ma'isa. Not only is one active, but it has to be defined as an action. That was the Yisod HaDvarim she'ra'inu b'pam ha'kodemet, she'arachnu k'tzat, ve'baruch Hashem, kvar lamadnu yisodot gedolim, v'anachnu namshich hala. לפי זה נראה בדברי המגיד משנה. מה למדנו במגיד משנה? למדנו במגיד משנה שהוא אמר יסוד. והיסוד של המגיד משנה הוא שאם יש לאו שאפשר לעשות על ידי מייסה, הוא דיבר על הרמב״ם. הרמב״ם אומר, that some is chayv malchus if he does chasima b'kol. Even though the Rambam paskins that akim asfosof is not considered a maisa. See, he says that since chasima can be done with a maisa gamor, so the chasima b'kol is also considered a ma'isa. Since chasima can be done with a ma'isa gamur, you can actually muzzle the animal physically, so to the chasima b'kol, the muzzling the animal verbally is considered a ma'isa. And therefore it's a lavshi, it's considered a lavshi b'ma'isa, and he gets malchus. The Achronim learned, pshat in the Magid Mishnah, that any lav that you could be over b'ma'isa, you're chayiving without a mice, so we want to understand the svar, how that works. And we have kashis, chometz on Pesach, you're only chayiv if you buy it or make it. Nikaf, you're only chayiv if you're misayaya. Kaim kalayim, the Rambam says, you're not like it. Also, you could do with a mice. So all the things you could, you see various instances where you could do with a mice. You're not chayiv yet here. It says the Magid Mishneh that chora, that anything can be done with a ma'isa, you're chayvim without a ma'isa. It's called a lavshim b'ma'isa. It's called a lavshim b'ma'isa, and you get malchus. Zo haita ze haya yisod hagadol hamefursam shel hamagid mishne. As anachnu amar achshav kach, shekol svarato. אומר מורנו ורבנו באור עינינו, לשמו ולזכרי, טייבס כל נפש, דובד זה צהר, שכל, לפחות טייבס נפש, לא יודע אם כולם מכירים אותו, שכל סברתו אינה אלא כשיש את חומר האיסור, על ידי זה שיש כאן פעולה. The only time this Magid Mishnah said his svara is that when you have the חומר האיסור. When do you have the חומר האיסור? What we said was, that in order for the Isser to be considered a serious Isser, what do you need to have? You need to have a action. It has to be active, not passive. And there's a Tanai for Malkus, that there also has to be a Maisa involved. But for Chomer HaIsser, all you need is a Pe'ula. V'kanal, Shechosma B'kol, L'kule Alma Pe'ulahi. And that's what we saw in the previous year, that chasima b'kol is considered a pe'ula. Why is it a pe'ula? It's active. When you muzzle that animal verbally, that is something active. You're not being passive at that moment. Right, of course. Elamai, rak shekanal, chaser ma'ise. Ma shechaser po, ze ha'ma'ise. Aval, zot omeret, you're not doing an action. Speech is not an action. Came as fuss of his lav mais, but I'll call upon him. You are doing a pu'ula, it is active. You can't tell me that it's passive. The Alze Kosev Amagid Mishnah, the Divrei Anoy de Yehuda, the Shar Achroinim. That what? That since we can find this Avera is done al yidei maise. So shuv gam belo maisa habi kemaisa. Why? since you have the Chomer Isser, that's Mechayiv Malchus. You're lacking the Tanai. We said the Chomer, as we said in the previous shiur, the Chomer Isser is because it's pa'active. That's why it's such a serious Isser. The Mais is a Tanai for the Malchus. So if you have the Chomer Isser, even if you don't have the Mais, that's still enough. Because you could have the Tanai. The Isser of the Magid Mishnah is, as long as you have the Chomer Isser, that's the Svar. You have the Chomer Isser, so you get Malchus. I don't have the Tanai, but you could have the Tanai. If you didn't have the Chomer Isser, Zelo Matril. Aba Ishchad Chomer Isser. Elo Mayin Eta Tanai. Aba the Ish of Sharut Shetiyat Eta Tanai. Shetiyat Eta Tanai. And therefore, person's Chayiv Malchus. All you need is a Hechatimsi for Malchus. And that's enough to give you Malchus. And therefore, it's not a kasha from chometz kohen chometz pesach or nikaf. Why? Because if one just owns chometz, then we said, oh, you should get malchus because you could be over, with a ma'isa. So why don't you get malchus without a ma'isa? The answer is here: it's passive. When you just passively own chometz, that's not considered. Obviously, that's not considered active. And memela, the din is that you're not chayiv. That you don't have the Chomer Isser here. Because you're not, it's not active, it's passive. So there's no Malchus. That's why by Chomer it's not, no Malchus. And also when it comes to, Nikif, if you don't do anything, you're completely passive when they're rounding out the size of your head. So, you're not gonna get Malchus. Because you're completely passive. Lo Pa'ula in Chomer Malchus. And the Magid Mishnah would agree to this. In the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, Simen Chof, Si'if Kot and Vav, he writes, Gamba Divrei HaMagid Mishnah, Alpi Bezi Alfusos, Boifin Acher. So we learned it from the two Yalfusos. But how did we come to this? Because there's one Yalfusa from Imlos Ishmor Lasos. There we learned from there the Asiya. The other one is from Chasima, which is the muzzling, which is active. So those are the two Yalfusos. So he goes on a different derech with the two Yalfusos. But that's what we did with these two Yalfusos. We learned that it has to be active and it has to do an action. Now, in other Achrayim, the Sefer Mishnah is Chachamim Simen Aleph, Tshuvas Chasim Sofer, Evan Ezer Chelik Beis, Simen Kufn and Dalet, Koivet Tzaharis, Tafresh Memeh. They're Machalik in the Magid Mishnah between Lav She'ikur Ben Maisa, the Lav She'enikur Ben Maisa. So, is the Lav primarily a Maisa Dik Alav or not a Maisa Dik Alav? If it's primarily a Maisa Dik Alav, then you're going to be Chayiv, if not. So, Memeh Lachometz BePesach, which is primarily a non-maisetik alav, so then you wouldn't be chayiv. Nikah, which is primarily a non-maisetik alav, you're not going to be chayiv. But that's not what we're saying. We're not saying that it's tali in whether it's primarily a maisetik alav or a non-maisetik alav. We're saying it's tali, is it a chisaron in the mais or a chisaron in the pula? In other words, are you only lacking in action, or is it passive? If it's passive, there's no malchus. If you're only lacking in action, then there is Malchus. Gevaldik Rabbeisai! How awesome is this? Three thumbs up. You have three thumbs. Ve'al pizei yesh lodun v'ma shekosu achroinim v'divrei ha-Rambam v'perek Aleph mitumure halocha Aleph v'gabei lav d'meimir shemipi ha-shmu ha-lamdu shekol mitzvus loisese she'ein bo maise ein loiken aleho chutz Minishba, Umeimir, Umekalel es chaveroi b'shem. With respect to the lav of Tmure, they learn from the Shmua, from a tradition, that all mitzvahs losase, that don't have a maisa, you don't get malchus, except for Shvua, Tmura, being Meimir, and being mekalel es chaveroi b'shem. All of these are lav she'ein bo maisis, and you get malchus. All of these are lav she'ein bo maisis, and you get malchus. Tumur is not a maisa. You're just saying that this animal, the kedusha, should be exchanged to the other animal. Nishba, you just swore. You didn't do it. and there was a false self, and Mekalas Chaver B'Shem. So it's also just a verbal. It's not a ma'isa. So in these cases, La'ashem ma'isa, you get malchus. So that's the Rambam Tumur 1:1. We discussed this a lot in the past. And see on a Kohen Kan, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Vracha, the great Gaon Adir, he talks about this Rambam a ton. So we had shiurim on that in the past. B'Siyata D'Shmaya, you can listen to them. So the Kesef Mishnah asks from the Gemara in Tumur, and Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, Amar B'Yochel Natana Lotisni Meimor, he says, no. Remove Meimor from your list. Remove Tumur from your list. Why? Mishum Dibidibuloi Osa Maise. With his Dibur, he did a Maise. Why? Because the animal now was changed from being a non-holy animal to a holy animal. So your dibur did a ma'isa, so it's considered lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. You can't have a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So that's the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. Why do you tell me that it's a lav? Why tumur is a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa? What about the Gemara and tumur and Gemara Mebeis? That it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. And that's the kasha of the Magid Mishnah in Sechiras 13:2. That we've been talking about, that's where he says, as you said, that if it doesn't have a ma'isa, that if you didn't do a ma'isa, but could have a ma'isa, then you're chayim. Malchus. The Shagas Ari also talks about this in Siman Ayin Ches. And that's the Shoyel in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer, Ibn Ezra Kuf Nun Dalet. The Minchas Chinuch Shin Nun Aleph. Tshuvas Amudei Or, Siman Samach Aleph Ois Gimel. Achiezer, Chelik Bey, Siman Nun Gimel. Void, void. So, the Achronim say that the Rambam is even referring to Karbanos Tzibur. Is there Tzmure for Karbanos Tzibur? No, there is not. There's no Tzmure for Karbanos Tzibur. And the Rambam is even talking about Karbanos Tzibur. And therefore, Lekha B'dibur is Abed Maisa. There's no Maisa over here because it's not turning into, not becoming holy. Because the Tzmure is not Chal. And in that, the Rambam says, you still get Malchus Mipi HaShmua, even though it's a lav shein bo ma'isa. And Rabbi Yechon, Tumur, who says, Lo tisni meimar, he's talking about Stam, don't learn Tumur, because there are Tumurs where there is a ma'isa. But the Rambam, when he says Mipi HaShmua, you're getting Malchus, it's even if no ma'isa is done. The Chasim Sofer asks, Shaladivri Amagid Mishnah, since we have this lav b'maisa, in other words, b'stam t'mure, shuv yilka b'karbonos tzibur gam b'lo maisa, v'lam levin l'mipi ha'shmua shekosav ha'rambam. Whoa! Frekt the Chasim Sofer, I don't understand. According to the Magid Mishnah, since you have this lav with a maisa, in other words, b'stam t'mure, you have this lav with stam tumur. It is a ma'isa, so then you're going to get karbon. You're going to get the malchus by karbonos tzibur even without a ma'isa. Why do you need to come on to the mipi ha'shmul? According to the Magid Mishnah's Yisod, here you don't have to say mipi ha'shmul by karbonos tzibur. What was their whole teretz? The whole teretz was that when the Rambam says it's only mipi ha'shmul that you're getting malchus, because the same about ma'isa is karbonos tzibur. There's no ma'isa because the tumur is not taking effect. So that's the Chiddush by Karbanos Tzibur. We don't need to come out of this Mipi HaShmua, because the Magid Mishnah's klal, that as long as you could do it with a Maisa, you get Malchus without a Maisa. It's done with a Maisa, because all the other cases of Tumur, when by Yachid, when Tumur is klal, then it is going to be with a Maisa. So since this Tumur could be with a Maisa, and without a Maisa, of course you're getting Malchus. So why does the Rambam need to come on to this whole Inyan of Rabbi Sai, Tafasta Murbelo Tafasta. This is the end of this chapter. We have many chapters to go, please God. But I want to leave it hanging with a question. Let the question hang fire. And Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we're going to answer Chasim Sofer's Kasha. Chasim Sofer asked the Shtar Kasha, based on the Yisod of the Mishnah Lamelech, of the Magid Mishnah, that You should be getting Malchus anyway. Because it, you could do it with a Maisa. So why does the Rambam have to say it's Mipi HaShmua? You're getting Malchus for Korbanos Tzibur. You should be getting Malchus in any way because you could be doing it with a Maisa. So that's the Kasha Chasam Sofer. And please God, in the next year, we're going to be Miyashi that Kasha. And we're going to see great Nefilos and Torah Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.